It's 8:45. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is placed on the southeast corner of the wall there. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Beyer, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is the consent agenda. The general agenda, approve minutes of meeting held October 17th. Approve all claims through October 31st in the amount of $434,687.73. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve permit number 918 for Acton, Inc. for utility permit for installation of 10-inch irrigation line. Sections 25, 26, 27, Blue Springs Township. Approve permit 921 for Diller Telephone for utility permit. Sections 1, 12, Rockford, Elm Township. I'm in the wrong line there. Sections 1 and 12, Range 5, East Half, in the county right-of-way of Elm Township. Approved permit 922, 923 for Windstream Communications for utility permit to replace communications facilities in Township 5, Range 5 East, Sections 22 and Section 1. Section 1, Riverside Township, Section 6, Rockford Township. Approved fiscal year 11-12 NBCS report from the Highway Department. I do not know how these made it on the agenda because they're not signed, the Terry Acton permits. So those
diode.
Rex. I move we approve the consent agenda as read with the exception of 5, 6, and 7. Those items were brought to Road and Bridge Committee as discussion items.
Okay.
And they weren't signed when they were brought up there. So inadvertently got put on the consent agenda.
Okay. That's the explanation
weren't intended to be on there.
Okay. That's the explanation we need.
Motion to approve, or second his motion.
Moved by Juergens, seconded by Bauman to approve agenda minus items 5, 6, and 7 that were inadvertently put on the agenda. So we are approving 1, 2, 3, 4, and number 8. Is that as clear as mud to everyone? Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Regular agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Gage County Growth Enterprise Engage presents quarterly report.
Good morning.
Andrea Schaefer with Engage. I'm not sure where Bill is this morning. I don't know if this came up a little sooner on the agenda than what he was anticipating or if he was expecting I was going to pick him up. But anyway, we'll go ahead and get started, and if he comes in behind us, that would be excellent. I did prepare some reports to be handed out, and I was kind of confused. I have copies for everyone, correct? Okay.
Right.
So I will pass those out here.
I believe there should be enough for everyone.
This will be ours. You want me to shut the door?
No, not you. Oh, sorry.
We can shut the door.
Shut my office door.
No, we can't.
We can't.
I'm thinking
yeah, we can't.
The hall.
It could be mine to take care of it.
Yeah. That's true.
Let's just start with
one more. Yeah.
Oh.
We'll go ahead and start with the financials. I'll go ahead and start. My name is Chris Jones. I'm the treasurer for Engage. I'll go ahead and start by saying that this is... Excuse me.
It got moved around.
Push this forward a little bit.
If you want to, yes.
Left, right, however you want to.
Sorry.
Glad you could better.
I think the poll's better looking. This is all the expenses from our inception. Now, with that being said, we have coordinated the services of an accountant who will prepare a quarterly income and expense statement, a monthly income and expense statement as per the agreement with memorandum of understanding with the city and county. This is just our representation. We have also the accountant service will also prepare our payroll service on a monthly basis. This is our representation of the dollars that we have spent so far. I'm not going to go through each one individually. I will say this. There are two items on here that have Project Louis and Project International. Just to bring these to your attention, rationale behind that is that a lot of these prospective clients that come in demand confidentiality. That's basically a code name that is kept within our organization. I don't know it. Bill knows it, and that's, again, how we represent those expenses for those individual projects out here. And that way, if there is ever any question, we can say, okay, for Project Louis, we spent this much for this expenditure here. So, again, if you guys look through and have any questions on there, this entails executive director salary. It includes website development. It includes consultants with Smart Solution Group to help us get set up and running. Legal counsel for articles of incorporation, bylaws, EIN numbers. Insurance is another one that we just recently committed. And again, I want to emphasize that we have contracted with an accounting service to prepare these statements for us. We're beginning in the crawl and walk stage now, and so this is where we are to this point. And if anyone has any questions, please let me know.
Anything else? Okay.
I will add to that real quickly that I know in our agreement with the county that you would like monthly financials from us, and moving forward, now that we have an accounting service that will be helping us, you will be receiving those on a monthly basis like it was outlined in the agreement. So I apologize that you haven't gotten that to date. This should provide a very good picture of what our expenses and our income has been to date, but going forward, you will start receiving those, and they will be coming directly from the accounting firm.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for our group as far as on the first page, our activity report? That does mirror the same time frame that Chris covered as far as our financials go, basically from inception through October 2012. I know in our agreement it did ask for a quarterly report, but I thought just because we are a new group that it might be nice to see what we have done from the beginning to date.
On a side note, I would like to thank Mr. Dorn. He's been a great supporter and helped out tremendously with this. So he's been fantastic to work with.
We want to tell you guys thank you. You're volunteering your time, and we understand you're giving substantially, and we appreciate it very much. A lot of people just don't realize how hard and how much effort you put in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll echo Denny's statement again there. The amount of time and effort that the whole committee at the board has put in on this, it's been pretty amazing. I think when we started, we didn't realize that it was quite so involved legally and all of those other things and what they've all gone through, and especially like Andrea and Pat Reitigan and stuff, and some of them that have had more meetings than the rest of us has had, which right now it seems like a lot, but very glad to get it up and running and going and hopefully very successful.
Thank you, Myron. I will add one other item. Engage did enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Chamber of Commerce, and that basically is just for shared use of equipment and some of the services in the Carnegie Building. We thought it maybe made sense to share some of the cost of those services versus each entity paying 100% of the cost on our own. An example would be internet service, garbage service, those types of things. So we did enter into a 3-year commitment with them that would match our funding commitment from the city and the county. And I do have a copy of that, and I would leave it for you to include in your records if you would like to have a copy of this. It just kind of states who's going to be paying for what and what our percentage is of each one of those costs. Okay. So I'll hand that to the clerk.
Thanks.
Any other comments or questions for our group?
And the other thing I'd like to say, too, is I think very glad that the Carnegie Building's done and that, there, you know, we have a meeting place now that you can really call a meeting place, and that, that Bill has an office there that down in the basement, you know, and that when somebody calls now or whatever, the calls are directed there and everything. It's really, really good to have some of that done and going forward. And thank you to the city for doing the Carnegie Building, I guess.
We went to the recognition event on Sunday, and it was wonderful to see the number of people. And, of course, the number of people are recognized for all of the donations, everything they've done to make that building complete. So we're a lucky community. We're really lucky. And I look back, every time I see NEAPCA, I remember way back when I flew to Pennsylvania to recruit them, to bring them to Beatrice, and what a significant industry they've been for this community is really makes me very impressed.
We're excited that they have stayed here and that they continue to expand. So that is something that we are very much working towards with other companies as well, as making sure that they do stay, and if they need some help, we're there to help them.
We're all doing great. Thank you, Myron.
Thank you. Need a motion to put the report on file.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove Visitors Improvement Fund grant to Beatrice Girls Softball Association for Hannibal Diamond Improvement Project in the amount of $10,800.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Dennis, you want
to
talk, or it's probably going to... Oh, who? I guess, are you with?
Well, I'm here yet.
Okay. There you go.
I'm Harriet Vinningen, and I'm representing today the Gage County Convention and Visitors Advisory Board, and we are recommending the approval of $10,800 from the fund, Improvement Fund, for the Beatrice Softball Association, and this is for projects in Hannibal Park. And Dennis will tell you a little bit about that.
I guess you've already approved it.
No. Not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm Dennis Dodge, and I know everybody here, and I'm on the YRI board and the president of the Beatrice Girls Softball Association, and been working for a long time on improving the diamonds out here, and we have an opportunity to continue to expand and bring in some more tournaments, specifically if we can fix up some more diamonds. We've been told we can host some state tournaments. And so by fixing up the diamonds, we'll put in fences to enclose the two diamonds that are enclosed and put in some irrigation and agri-lime. It's going to be safer, and it's going to be regulation, and then we'll be able to play more games out there. Obviously, a lot of the people who come to these tournaments will stay in the motels and obviously eat a lot of food and buy a lot of gas. So several of you have been involved with that, and you know that it does bring a lot of people in. So we're just glad that there's this fund available to help us to continue our projects to improve things. Any questions on this stuff?
Hey, Dennis, one thing that you might expand on just a little bit is that letter that Greg McNeese, I don't know if you read it or not, he's the head of the USSSA. It's a governing body for softball. You might just expand on that for everybody's knowledge.
There are different sanctioning bodies, ASA and USSSA. We've been doing their tournaments here the last few years, and they've gotten so big in Lincoln they were looking for another place to have tournaments, and he gave us a letter that said if we will make these improvements, he will let us have the state tournament this year. So I'll be able to give him the news, and hopefully he will be 50 to 60 teams coming down for one more weekend. So,
fantastic.
I'll just make a comment. My daughter played for Dodge years ago. That's quite a few years ago. But the thing that amazed me, and they still have those same tournaments in April, I believe, two weekends in April, they have two tournaments, and the motels are all full in Gage County. the several of those years, and I hope they still do, there was always a team that brought a bus down from Canada that came to play in this tournament. There's always some teams from Colorado that come to these tournaments. It's quite a deal what they have here in Beatrice, and the amount of people that those two tournaments bring in is pretty impressive.
We're just about to 30 years of having our tournaments out there, so 29, so it's... The community has been very supportive, and it's been good. I think it's really been really good for the economy here. So,
yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any more discussion? Please.
I don't know that this is the proper forum to present to you a correction of a major problem. Wymore has long been very confusing to follow the streets there. There are many inaccuracies.
Excuse me. We'll, this is with visitors tourism grant, and then we'll get to you if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, any more discussion on the visitors tourism grant? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Please.
No. Sorry.
Thanks, Dennis. Name and address into the mic. The clerk needs it.
All right.
Records.
Virginia Robertson, 2112 South 5th Avenue, here in Beatrice. About 4 or 5 years ago, my credentials of interest in Gage County started with finding that a plat book, which I have with me, had said Highway 41 went through the center of Beatrice along with Highway 4 and 136. When I called the map people, they consented to send me a free plat book for noticing that error. Of course, Highway 41 is far to the north in Gage County. Wymore has long been confusing, so confusing that people could not find streets over there. I've made 5 trips to Wymore, up and down every street numerous times, and spent a week in making a new and accurate map that corrects 6 dozen errors, if you count each block of a street as an error. And I'd like to pass this around. If I may, Ms. Setzer, how do you pronounce your name?
Setzer, Kathy.
What map are you going off of Wymore?
A revised map that is the one in the back of the phone book for years has been highly inaccurate.
Okay.
And people having any business to conduct or streets or locations or residents to find there have had a major problem. They say Wymore is confusing, and to some extent Blue Springs as well. Inaccurate street names and marquees.
Is this for our records?
It is. I don't want a copy made of it without my being present. It represents way too much work.
Appreciate all your work, but we have no involvement with the telephone company's maps or any of that. So I don't know, Denny, would you go to on that?
Is that the one to contact?
Daggerford. Yeah, that's where you probably need to go. Yeah.
Yes, go to the telephone company.
But I appreciate the effort.
Okay.
Right. Contact them, and they can direct you to the people to visit with. John Daggerford is the person I think responsible for this.
Say the name again, Mr. Myers.
John Daggerford. D-A-G-E-F-O-R-D. But you can call the telephone company or stop at their office and tell them that you have some concerns, and they will direct you to the right people.
Right.
The clerk here says she would appreciate a copy of this because she will leave it with the plat book people, and your contact information can be there, and she can give it to them.
I understand that, Ms. Hill. I would like remuneration and compensation for a week's work I put in making this result, and that's why I don't want to have a copy made at this time. Maybe you can understand.
Sure.
No, that's fine. So... But the plat book, I don't believe they do the county, but I don't believe they do the cities, though, do they?
No, they don't.
Uh-uh. But the city of Wymore and some of those may have an interest in that if they're inaccurate. So,
if they have funds available to do anything.
Correct.
But I would think this would be something if you would take it to the city council of Wymore and Blue Springs and talk to them, and possibly they could have their city attorney do some investigation relative to who are the appropriate people to contact, to work with, to make this correction.
Thank you, Mr. Byers. Does anyone have a slip of paper that they could write Mr. Dangerford's name on so I get
that
correct?
I can do that for you.
When I saw the parameter item in the paper, I said, ooh, this is my interest, accuracy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And would you write down the contacts that Mr. Byers suggested, like the city council he mentioned? And
Wymore City Council, Blue Springs, and the city attorney, which is Mr. Carruthers still, I think.
Correct.
I can just quit working.
And it's so nice to see so many happy, positive faces cooperating together.
Thank you. We work hard on that.
Yes, we
or it
do.
Comes naturally, maybe.
Yes, we do.
You're done, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They had nice things to say about you, though.
Yeah. They said it'll reflect in your next paycheck. You're welcome.
I think you might have looked at this. I forwarded this.
Thank
to
you for
him.
All your
he
work.
Thank you.
That and seen he was going to be after 9:20.
Yeah, 9:20. It looks like.
And I didn't tell him.
Yeah.
I forwarded.
Discuss and approve or disapprove pictometry program.
I should be.
Need a motion for discussion.
So move.
Move by to just for discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Move by Dorn.
For discussion, yes.
For discussion. Seconded by Lytle. Okay. For discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Okay.
Well, we're come back to the board to see if there's any still the interest that we have, the rest of us have, I guess, in purchasing of the pictometries, having the flyover done. Just a couple of things I know we've talked about in several meetings and have been working on this for several months. And one, and I brought Doug with me from pictometry to answer some questions, and he'd like to speak to you a little bit. He brought the brochure. Two, I think it's real important that we understand that there's multiple departments within the county that will utilize this system, unlike when Patty did have a flight done a few years ago of some outbuildings for her purpose, and that was for her purpose only. This system here, the pictometry and the flyover that would be done here, would be used by multiple departments, even the highway department. It could be used by the weed department, the county attorney's office, emergency management, sheriff, of course, the assessor, and even with some interest that we could put a system and let you utilize it when you're doing evaluations and things like that here at the board. I did visit with Doug this morning a little bit about the IT part of it and how intense it is if we do not have an IT person, which we don't here in the county per se. Each of us kind of do our own in each office. He assured me that their company, and he can go over this with you too, would take care of a lot of that IT. I think some of that concern that was brought out with that. So the sheriff couldn't be here this morning, but he wanted me to voice to his for himself that he is very supportive of this project also for his department. And I guess I'll turn it over to Doug with pictometry now and let him introduce himself, a little bit about himself for those who haven't met him yet. So, thank you, Mark.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm Doug, the Nebraska pictometry guy, and I have to real quick just make a quick comment that being a father of a 12-year-old girl who goes to those tournaments, softball tournaments, yeah, we do eat a lot of food and spend a lot of money in those local areas. So it's great that we're supporting that here in Beatrice. Mark asked me to come down and visit with the board here about the project that's at hand. Just to get everyone up to speed here a little bit. So we are in the pictometry is an organization that's going to be imaging the counties north of you, east of your Douglas County, Lancaster County. We're actually going to, we have airplanes at Epley today because we're starting projects in to your neighbor to the west in Jefferson and to the east in Nemaha County, starting imaging those counties here any day. as a result of this project that a lot of the counties in Nebraska are doing, the Gage County and other counties around could take advantage of some negotiated pricing that the counties in Nebraska would be enjoying if they were to get on this project, that the other counties that are being spearheaded by Douglas, Sarpy, Lancaster, and others are spearheading. And so the question to the board today is whether or not we want to do this here for Gage County. Like Mark mentioned, it has multiple advantages, including disaster coverages in case a natural disaster was to strike the county and whatnot, which I can get into the details if you like. But there's a whole host of advantages here. And from the IT perspective, I understand that there's some concern there. 99% of the use of this technology will be from a website. You literally just log in. Any user within the city or cities in the county would log into a website, and there would be the imagery with your GIS layers and whatnot. And we would host all of that data on our servers. And so the only thing that the county would need to do is know what the website address is, log in, and go. It literally is that simple. So there really isn't anything to store here. If we will be delivering an image library to the county, assuming it's approved. If you don't want to store it, you don't have to. For some areas of the county, including your sheriff, I know there's been talk about putting the imagery into the squad cars and your fire services, having it into the engines. There will be some work there. Of course, I'll be there on site to help with that. There's no cost for that, no additional cost for having me here or anything like that. So, what questions can I field?
My question is, you work primarily with government agencies, correct?
That's correct.
As you're probably aware, our budget closed in September. If you knew you were coming, why are you coming to us after budget closed? To me, I'm a no vote. This isn't a budgeted item. Where's the money coming from? If you guys were aware of it, why didn't you approach us in July where we could at least modify a budget change?
Sure.
To me, my stance is we wait until the money is budgeted to approve it. I am not against it. I think it's a good thing.
Sure. The simple answer, Mr. Adams, is the fact that Mother Nature and we can't wait. There's one for one of me for all 66 counties in Nebraska. There's only and Mother Nature doesn't wait. And we have to fly when the leaves aren't on the trees and there's no snow on the ground.
So you anticipated flying months ago, though.
The project was being spearheaded and managed by the folks up in Omaha.
Okay.
And as the project grew, as other counties got involved, the question became, well, can we have other counties perhaps benefit from this? And the answer was absolutely, that's fine. And so the original approach to Gage County was through Mark's office and the emergency management team there from the surrounding counties, where we initially, I don't remember when that meeting was, but when we originally introduced the concept of this project to see if there would be, for what counties would be interested in, that's why Nemaha County and some other, and Jefferson and others got on board. So it really wasn't a matter of not trying to delay it. It's just kind of how the project unfolded.
Terry?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I understand Jefferson County is funding this through a grant. Is that correct or not?
I don't get involved with the individual funding of the projects for counties. I do know that grants have been used to fund it, and I would ask that you probably contact Jefferson County for that answer.
Can I touch a little bit on your comment, Rick? So when we took a look at this, One of the things that I found interesting, and we didn't have the time because they were able to give us that funding after the fact of the budget, was that if we did a later flyover, then that money would be we would not owe any money until the new budget, till next year's budget. So if we did a spring flyover, we would not have to have money budgeted for that until next year's budget, except for the down payment. And that's why we took a look at that. And it was, I know it was a bad timing. A lot of the counties did discuss that. because of the fact that they brought us on board a little later through the other region, through Douglas, Sarpy County, and that's why we wanted to take a look at it to get the better rate, knowing that we did not have a budgeted. There was nothing there that we had it ready to go. We didn't want to rush into it and try to get it into this year's budget and not knowing everything we needed to know. So, and Jefferson County is not, the emergency manager told me they're not using grant money for this. That it's coming out of their, and Nemaha County's taking it out of their inheritance fund. I called and asked them, so. But that was one of the things we did
at the flyover. What is the total price tag?
For this first flight, the cost is about $93,000. Spread that out over 3 budget years. Less a small down payment to get onto the flight schedule.
And 93 includes the maintenance of the yearly fees, everything.
That no surprises. That's the bottom line. I try to put everything in there that I could possibly think of, so there wouldn't be any surprises because nobody likes those.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
A couple meetings ago, we had the proposal, though, and that was also included the second flyover 3 years later, and that cost was in there also, I think. And then that brought that amount up to 200 and some thousand for the six-year program, basically.
Right. So what we're looking at doing here, the first flight, what we're looking at doing is a six-year project. 2 flights done over 6 years, and the first flight being that $93,000 and some change. And again, spread that over 3 years. The second flight would take place, if we do a spring flight, 2013 would be then the spring of 2016. That cost would be about $121,000, give or take. I'd have to look at my numbers. Again, take that number out and spread that out over 3 years. It's important to know what that second flight is going to cost. The county is by no means obligated to that flight. That flight is an optional flight, and if the county has 3 years from the first flight to decide whether or not this technology is being utilized that we think you're going to use it, and hopefully meets expectations. If it does not meet expectations, then to essentially cancel that second flight, the board would not appropriate the funds for that oblique imagery, and we don't go back, we don't raise the cost of that first flight or anything like that. There's no other shoe to drop on that. The other benefit that I'd like to mention is the fact that because of this negotiated pricing that the folks at the acronym NIROC, I'm not sure if we are familiar with that term. NIROC is an acronym for the Nebraska-Iowa Regional Ortho Consortium. That is the group of folks up in Omaha that's being spearheaded by another acronym called MAPA, the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency. These are those two entities that are pretty much spearheading this entire project, this aerial imaging project for multiple counties within the state of Nebraska, and that's the entity that I guess started this mess, for lack of a better term. So that second flight, yeah, you can non-appropriate the funds for that second flight and be released. That second flight wouldn't take place. I guess the other thing it's important too that obviously from Mark's point of view and some of the other emergency managers are, of course, with Hurricane Sandy and everything else on mind, just natural disasters. We've flown quite a bit of natural disasters as a result, and that's also spelled out into the contract that there are 5 disasters that if they strike the county while under an active contract with pictometry, the aerial imagery is provided to you at no cost. And if another disaster strikes, it wasn't one of those 5, then there's still some benefit there. We'll come in and image that area as a result of the disaster, but there would be a cost, and typically it's 50% off. You pay half, we pay half, and that imagery is delivered to you. So everyone was aware, the 5 disasters that if they hit Gage County, I giggle a little because if a tsunami or a hurricane hits Gage County, by God, we'll fly it, but we have bigger problems if that happens. But a tsunami, hurricane, earthquake, terrorist events, and a tornado. Now, the tornado, which is obviously the one we're obviously more concerned about here in this part of the country, it's got to be an EF4 or an EF5 storm to qualify for a free flight. So like your Joplin, which is a devastating storm, Branson, whatnot. So If it, you know, so if it's an EF3, which is probably what, or a flood, which is what we did in Douglas County during last summer in the flooding of the Missouri River, there's we could certainly fly that and get that imagery to you. And I'll give you a direct quote from the Douglas County GIS coordinator up there by the name of Michael Schonlau. The cost to fly the Missouri River of Douglas County was about $8,000. And when I told them that number, they were more than willing to provide or to get the funds for that imagery, and that imagery for that flooding that they took place has been worn out for the mitigation efforts of that event. So, you know, we work with over 1,200 counties in this country, and we're the largest digital aerial imaging firm in the world. So, you know, we've been doing this for quite some time, and that's kind of where things have gotten to this point.
Okay. Rex, the reason I brought up that money, if you decided to go ahead and do this, you're committed to the three-year
correct
deal. And I've had several people in the community talk to me that, well, you're going to spend $200-some thousand. And I said, no, that the second 3 years, the price is quoted in there, but you're not committed to that.
That's correct. So.
Correct.
That's correct.
Kathy.
If we were to wait and do a fall flyover so that we could budget this in instead of spending pre-budgeted money, what would the cost of it be?
It'd be about about a $25,000 increase. The negotiated pricing that NIROC is receiving, that is being conveyed to Gage County, is saving Gage County by $25,000 for the same flight. That's what Mark was saying earlier about the budgeting. So if we do a spring flight, that imagery will not be delivered to the county till June, July 2013. And then that's when your payment cycle would begin.
So you would fly over, because you said at the meeting we had at the library that the information is very current, that it's delivered within about 6 weeks.
60 days.
Okay. So you would fly over in the spring before the leaves come on. You've got quite a few lined up here to do in the spring. What if you don't get them done before the spring?
Great
leaves?
Great question. So we have 73 airplanes in our fleet, and we have a lot of work to do this spring. Of course, we would love for Gage County to fly at the fall of 2012. We would love to start flying Gage County this fall, because then I can, assuming Mother Nature holds out and doesn't give us an early snow, we can guarantee that the flight will take place, you know, that you'll get your imagery. But then we would deliver it in January or February of 2013. If we do it as a spring flight, I was in Kearney, Nebraska here last week, and I had a meeting with some of the folks out there in western Nebraska. The priority for this project is Omaha Lincoln. And those are from their mouth to your ears. The priority is that when this spring project kicks off for the folks up in the eastern side of the state, that the priority is, if Mother Nature decides to throw us a curveball, the priority is to get those projects done first. Then if that does take place, then what we would do then is to delay the Gage County project if two things happen. If you decide to do a spring 2013 flight and Mother Nature decides that it wasn't going to happen, we would then delay the Gage County flight to the fall of 2013. But we'd, of course, would honor that pricing. We're not going to change pricing or any of that stuff. So we're just going to delay, push things back 9 months to a year to do that, if that's what ends up happening. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. I hate to be the bearer of doom, but I'm going to talk a little bit on the what-ifs. The what-ifs is we need probably somebody to coordinate. We probably need information people. Those are things you need to look at. And then the real what-if is the Helen Wilson trial that is standing there behind us. So if we take money from inheritance fund to fund this, the reality is there could be some other issues that we have to pay regardless, and that is the reality of it. It's an excellent program. I've looked at it. I'm not against it. It's not a budgeted item, and Mark knows how I feel on those not budgeted items things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of wherever this board lies. Matt?
I just wish we had more time to talk to the public. Some of the concerns that I've had from folks is anytime a public body is using public funds, putting a camera in an airplane and flying over taking pictures, it automatically some people stand back and say, okay, big brother, what are you doing here? And so some of those, and let me go on just a little bit, and I said, well, but there's a you figure out that cost-benefit ratio, and we talk about the emergency mm-hmm. needs and things like that, and I like it, and I think that we do have some potential down the road. I think if we look at this as a six-year project, we can spread this out. I think it's financially doable, but we're not looking at, in the assessor's office, any cost savings. We'd be spending more dollars to do that. The public's not going to use this. This, my understanding is, this is just for the political bodies to use. So it's not for public domain. So they're not going to see being able to get on and use that. Have we had conversations with other public bodies that are in control of these towns? What if Wymore says, you ain't flying over our town and taking pictures? I mean, do we have the okay? Are we stepping on any toes? I haven't had those conversations.
Right.
I think it's good. I think it's nice that we have an opportunity to be part of something bigger. But I think there's a lot of other questions out there that if we do that, my perception is we look a little punitive and a little intrusive on privacy. Even though I've seen it doesn't zoom in real far. Those are just some
sure.
of the feedback I've had out there. Again, like Rex, I like it, but
yeah.
to give people some more time to ingest it and
sure.
see that, I think would help.
I think some of the things that what you're hearing is from that feedback they're getting is, and I mean I get that feedback, and then once it's understood of what it is and what it isn't, then that feedback or those concerns go away. I mean, you're going to see people in the imagery. I mean there's no way around that. But there is not a snowball's chance you're going to recognize who they are. And you're not going to read license plates. You're not going to be able to look through windows or any of that nonsense. I mean, that's NCIS Hollywood, and that's not what this is. This is reality. And I think the one thing that what we, from the public safety point of view, you know, again, I'm a father of school-age children, and from how the schools benefit from a program like this and how the 911 dispatch folks can benefit from this. I mean, landmarking callers. Here's a perfect example of this is Pocahontas County is a county in northwest Iowa, population 6,000 people. And two, three years ago, there was a blizzard that was taking place. And this lady calls 911 reporting that she had spun her car out into a ditch. She's at the corner of some road, X and Y Avenue, and next to a house. And she can't get out. And she has a baby, a young baby in the back. That is sleeping, and she can't get out, and she's running low on gas. Bob Lampy, the sheriff, drives out to who was on duty that night, drives out to the location where she said she was and gets to that location. And lo and behold, there was no car there. There was no evidence of a vehicle that was there. They call her back on her cell phone, and the cell phone had gone, her cell phone had gone dead. So that's when they used the imagery that we're talking about today, and the imagery found her 15 miles from where she said she was. And the moral of this story was that she was lost driving in a blizzard, but she had no idea that she was lost. She thought she was on one road, and she was in reality on two roads over because she was driving in a driving snowstorm. And the sheriff, his words were, we would have found her, no doubt. We just don't know what condition we would have found her or her baby in. And see, he credits the imagery of saving two lives. And so when I hear stories like this, I mean, when I... Is it going to be intrusive? Are we going to see people, are we going to see the swing set in the backyard? Yes, we are. But the minute that someone calls 911 or you call 911 and you hear on the other side of that phone call, are you next to that door, that barn with the red door? Well, yes, I am. We know where you are. Stay tight. We'll be on your way. I mean, that's priceless. And that's what this technology is able to do. And the thing about that is that, you know, I think there's three constants in the universe that human beings cannot change, and that's death, taxes, and I'd also add change. Change happens. Technology evolves. Technology grows and grows, and nothing can stop about it. And this is the next evolution of aerial imagery. And that's why in the 12 years we've been doing this, we've grown to over 1,200 counties in the country, including international. We know what we're doing. This is not a Big Brother tool. This is a public safety tax equalization tool at its core, and it's really nothing more than that. And the minute one of your constituents is, you know, has a story like that, then that story, the theme of that story changes.
Rex, I think one of the things too, and then I don't want to make you feel like I am throwing this down your, you know, throat or whatever, but for lack of better words, but big thing that I looked at was that cost savings, and that's why I brought it up when I did too, was the fact that it could, if we were going to do it, whether we did it now versus now, and I understand the budgeting, you know, and the money and everything, but I did want to bring it forward that there was an opportunity for a cost savings there, and that's why I jumped on it when I did. So
on that theme, Mark, you know, and I'm going to help with the assessor's office, you know, the return on investment. The reality is that if you bring this technology in and you keep doing your job the way you have been doing it ever since before you got this technology, then I would argue don't bring this technology in. This will change how people do their job. It make county government more efficient, and like I said, we've already saved, could potentially save lives. And I'll also add, and you know, the chamber was here, and that they're a. They're an entity that absolutely would benefit from this type of technology. And I'll give you another example, and I just pulled out of my bag here, is the Economic Board in Storer County, Iowa, which is where Ames, Iowa State University is. The Storer County Economic Board caught wind of a company that was in the South that was looking to relocate to the Midwest, and they wanted a building that was X amount of feet, loading docks, access to an interstate, stuff like that, and all they really did was showed that pictometry image of a building that was fit their requirements like a glove, and this is the image they showed them, and this is the pictometry image. I'll pass this around. It's the only one I have, so if you could make sure I get that back. But on the basis of that image, they did relocate to Ames and fill that building, and so just showcasing your county and your communities for economic growth. Because that picture is going to, you know, it's worth 1,000 words, and it's going to be understood by anybody who looks at it. And that's the reality of it. So, one other thing. And the Bridges of Madison County, which is a movie that was shot in Madison County, Iowa. When we flew Madison County, Iowa, by God, we had to fly all their bridges because they're using it for tourism on their website. Absolutely. So.
Okay, any more discussion? We're past two timed events.
The only thing I'd like to say is it looks to me like we could be expanding government here, and I don't know if anybody's in favor of that now. So.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Doug, yeah. One other question that had come up is if we would move forward and say that we're going to do the flight this fall, mm-hmm. Is there the chance that we can push it back to next year's budget as far as the expenses go?
Yes, there is a chance we could do that. If the county does want to do this and the budgeting of it, the down payment of it, we'll work with you on that. We're not going to be hard nosed on that. Absolutely, we'll work with you, and we've done that in the past.
Okay. I'd just like to have an opportunity to go out and visit with some of the other communities. I think it's a good thing. Don't get me. I just mm-hmm. You know, if we could get some of that buy in, it's always good to do these things when we get a lot of buy in, because I know that there's resolution differences too. If you're going over a rural area versus an urban area, you may want to focus in more. And if we could go and talk to some of these other entities, because I know that the county folks want it. They've been very clear about that. I think there's benefit there. But it'd be nice to get some input from those other communities as well. Even though it pushes it back and we got a little bit higher cost here, I think there's some value. But giving people that information, I think it'd be good.
Okay.
My thoughts.
Any more discussion? Okay, is there a motion to approve or disapprove? Pictometry program.
I'd like to wait and take no
action. Yeah, well, that's my question.
Well,
can we delay it?
You betcha.
To the next meeting or two meetings from now? Okay.
Yeah, you bet.
I just don't.
No action then taken on the program today. Comfortable with that? Okay, we have a 9:15 timed event.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Accept, reject, or award bids for snow removal. Need a motion to close all bids at 9:35.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve closing bids. I believe we only have one bid. Denny.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to visit with him. I'm just step out.
Pictometry guy? Sure. I'll let you, Matt. Go ahead.
No, you may not.
No, you may not. Got me scooping you out of snow.
We have one bid for proposed agreement for snow removal from the Beatrice Lawn Care Incorporated for doing the north parking lot, the sheriff's garage lot, see sheriff driveway, east parking lot, courthouse east diagonal parking, courthouse driveway, veterans office driveway, should be done with a snowblower. And for less than 6 inches of snowfall, $315. Lump sum proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall, $459. Spreading ice, melt, and gravel in the parking lot areas, if needed, $70 a ton. On the sidewalks, lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches of snowfall, $315. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall is $399. And the contractor must consult with the courthouse custodian prior to snow removal, as depending on the amount of snowfall, the custodian may do the removal. So that is the single bid and subjected by Joe Armstrong, Beatrice Lawn Care.
Okay. Motion to approve or disapprove, Danny?
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Danny, is that the same one that bid last year, I believe?
Yes.
Same company, but I don't
know. Name was different, I think, wasn't it?
The name was different or not?
Strong, though? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So less than 6 inches, Davey's got to do it? Is that?
I'm sorry?
Less than 6 inches, Davey's got to do it? Is that?
He's not here.
Davey is trying to get to the East Coast in the wake of Sandy. Yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? Both. 7-0 to approve. A timed event. At 9:20 and 9:38, we need a motion to close bids for the surplus Ford Crown Vic.
Make a motion to close bids for the surplus Crown Vic.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. I believe we have one bid, and that would be Myron. So you're in pretty good shape this time.
You might overbid.
We have a bid submitted by David Lyons for $451.
Is that a motion to approve, Myron?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the bid for David Lyons for $451 for the surplus Crown Vic.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Congratulations. Okay, we have a closed session litigation necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. The Beatrice 6, correct? Okay, that's for our press anyway.
Okay.
Need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Committee reports, building and grounds.
Okay, I'm sure you've all noticed our sidewalks are going in. They're doing a really good job. I was concerned because we talked about expanding a little bit about around the monument to circle the concrete out to accentuate it. But what they found out, and Dave forgot to tell me, was we've got our sprinkling system set up along there on both sides. And if we move that out, we're going to have to remove and change the sprinkling system. So it just wasn't worth making the changes. So we've left it coming straight in, and they're doing a good job. But that's the reason we didn't go out and around. But basically, I think Davey, I don't know if he's made it to Maine or wherever he's going, but I hope so in the light of Sandy. But anyway, there's nothing else that I have right now.
Okay. Economic development.
Well, they were here earlier and gave their report, too, and we'll visit with Bill. But I think maybe he saw – I forwarded Bill the agenda from Don, and I think maybe he looked on there and saw the 9:15, 9:20, and they were after that, and maybe that's why Bill showed up.
Andrea already sent an email on.
Andrea sent an email. So, I mean, I little miscommunication there. I just forwarded this because he kept wanting to make sure he was on the agenda, so I thought, well, I'll forward Bill an agenda, and that way he knows he's on it. Well, but the times there threw him off or whatever. But, no, we won't have a meeting coming up till.
Okay.
Speaking of that, that is kind of deceiving on there. I don't know if there's some way we could do that differently with our timed events or.
Maybe our timed events ought to be clear at the bottom of our agenda, and as we just have a timed event deal. I don't know.
It used to be down there, and then you didn't catch them, and you said.
Well, that's your job.
Oh. You just put them on the front end. I mean, knock them out.
Yeah, well, just do them right away.
Is at the front,
8:45.
Oh,
8:45.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Maybe that'd be the best way to handle it, because.
But you never know how long that timed event will go either. Yeah. I mean, even if you have a timed event at 9 o'clock, it could go to 9:30.
Yeah.
I mean, most
yeah.
time it's...
Yeah, yeah you're right.
I don't know. Sometimes it's like, if you're scheduled to appear.
Well
lesson learned. I'm sure next time he'll be here at 8:45 and he'll wait. I mean, he's that kind of guy.
He'll be here at 8:45.
I would assume he's probably a little embarrassed.
Yes. But, yeah. What explanation?
Emergency management.
It happens, as they say.
You got nothing.
Okay. Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance.
Nothing new.
Human resource employee relations.
Nothing.
Insurance.
We need to have a meeting, but nothing at this time.
Law enforcement.
We did have a meeting Monday, and basically I think I've been able to visit with everybody. The concern about the fact that Ron's Automotive is no longer going to be or is in business or whatever, and the fact that Gus is concerned about that and talked with everybody who's got their viewpoints on it, and hopefully maybe we could work out something down here. Still going to try and left a message with Tobias to meet with him, so hopefully I can get a hold of him yet and visit with him, because Gus was more concerned about the fact that if we didn't investigate it now and try to see if there was an opportunity 6 months from now, it was passed or whatever. So that's why. But Gus has gone on training, and that's why he wasn't here. The other thing, he did send an email out to all of the law enforcement committee. Gus did find a 2010 Dodge Charger with 36,000 miles sworn he left for $15,500. As far as I know, I told him, you know, this is within his budget. I don't think we need to bid this or whatever.
Nope.
Then go ahead and get it. So he said it'd probably be a couple of weeks before they could get it. So.
Well, he does have to take formal quotes because of the money.
Yeah, oh, he does.
Yeah, how much was it?
$15,500.
Yeah, it's under.
Even though this is through a government.
Yeah. Formal quotes. It's not a bid. It's got to get formal quotes.
Okay. Like, we'll visit with him to make sure.
Twin Rivers, call.
Yeah.
Well, he must have it on hold then.
I didn't work with Rick. That's who I always tell people. I'd like
to get got, you know, I always, you know, it's nice to write them down. I always like to have them just do an email.
Okay.
That way you got
Roger.
It.
Roger. Okay.
That's Roger.
No, that's Roger's.
Work with Rick. I will call. Yeah.
I don't know if that has, I think that has some of that on there if there's anything that you want to look at on any of that.
He needs to take.
Up to five, you don't have to worry about it. Services, you don't have to worry about it.
Informal quotes.
20, you got to have three informal quotes.
Up to 20, he's got to have three informal quotes.
Yep.
Okay.
So if it's 20, tell him it's $19.99, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's got to go through the formal bidding.
But he's got to go get some more quotes in.
Yep.
Yeah, well, just, you know, phone calls. But I always like to have that email or something that you can put, because 3 years from now, when somebody calls a question on it, you're not going to, you know, you talk to
okay.
them.
Road and Bridge.
Okay, discussion items. We had Norris possible meeting with those coming up probably next week. There's a couple schools that some of the operators, crane operators, are attending, and motor grade class at Extension Office. I think we advised Galen maybe he's going to call the townships. Also, see if any of their operators were wanting to come. This is for county, but there's plenty of room there. So he was going to contact all the township officials if they wanted their operator to be there. Of course, Marlin's issue again. About it.
One of the changes is on the gravel. When we dump loose gravel, townships allocations, we put up a loose gravel sign. We don't have enough signs when they're running hot and heavy on multiple townships. So Galen's going to notify townships. We will put signs up for 3 days after the gravel is up, have them blade it, put it in position so it isn't mounded, and then we will remove the signs after 3 days and do another location.
I think what he wanted to was to get the townships to, in, within 3 days at least, get that gravel
to
bladed.
Remove the gravel.
Get it bladed, yeah. So we could remove the signs. I mean, sometimes I think it's been spread out there, nothing touched for a
and
month.
And then they leave a loose pile mm-hmm. for a quarter mile.
Right. So we've got signs strung all over the county because it's not real passive.
Probably a good practice to
yeah.
start.
Yeah.
Was there discussion about that South 5th and Elm Road, about the sign?
Yes.
Are we going to follow up? Or I,
yes.
I'm
yeah.
Deal,
yeah.
Okay.
And then also up at Adams, Myron, I think, went up to Adams and with your operator, and Galen went up there during the week and then looked at the Adams Road out in there with some issues with it. We're going to look at that. Anything else?
Short meeting. The only other thing I'll report is, you know, Gaten's back. We asked him how he's feeling. He says he's feeling good, and he said it was kind of a struggle at the start when he did the operation, you know, and they had some issues. But he said I thought he gave himself a really good report as far as health and stuff, the way he felt. So, which is great.
I thought last year we moved it ahead.
I was thinking we did it in the morning.
Go out the day before.
It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I can look at it again. Okay, we're talking about the NACO convention meeting in December.
Moving the board meeting day to the 11th. We did that last year.
I was thinking we always did it, and then if you went to the convention, you went in the afternoon. So.
Yeah.
I don't remember moving it to Tuesdays for that.
I'll be here Wednesday.
I say leave it on
later Thursday morning. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's the agenda on Wednesday?
I don't know yet. It's still unofficial, so I don't know what it is.
Well, when we look out, too, as far as scheduling is concerned, we look at Christmas and we look at the supervisor's meeting falling the day after Christmas. On the 26th, I have a problem with that. Anybody that has family and
is the courthouse open? Or when's the courthouse closed?
Yeah, it's closed that Tuesday before and part of that Monday usually. And there has been times where they just closed the one day.
Roger, this is Roger's call, but I know in the past we've done when we've encountered something like that. I can only remember it once, but we had to where we could pay bills and that was it. Because otherwise people don't get paid. Where you're talking there, Danny, is...
Well, just moving the meeting is what you're talking about.
Just pay bills and then, well, maybe not have a meeting in that time slot. You're just paying the bills.
Because December there on the 24th, courthouse will be open on the 24th, Greg.
Courthouse is open on the 26th.
Oh, I see.
Because they got to get claims and stuff ready.
Christmas is on that Tuesday and the meeting's Wednesday.
In the past, you have when Christmas has fallen, sometimes they have closed it that entire day. The board is, and I'd have to go back, but we have had cases where the board has closed it that day as well instead of one day and then closing it again the next day. Otherwise, we close early on Christmas Eve. We will be closed on Christmas Day, and then the board meeting is following that. So you'll have to have your committee meetings, if nothing else. You have to have them on the 21st, which is that Friday.
Well, is the courthouse open on the 26th then?
Yes. So you will need to have your committee meetings on the 21st, and then have your meeting on the 26th if that's what you choose to leave it. So I don't have a problem with the 26th.
I don't either, The paying the bills is going to be the hard part that far, you know, we're having the bills in that early.
No,
it'll just be a light
agenda.
It's just
a day more. It's just like we have any other holiday like
on
Monday. So we'll just have to have committee meetings on Friday.
Okay.
We've done. I mean, that part isn't.
Why can't you have them on the 24th in the morning?
Well, because my deadline for Tuesday is 8:30. I won't be here. We won't have anybody to be able to do anything with agenda on Tuesday, so that backs your agenda up on Monday. So then that makes you need to meet on Friday if you want to change anything. If anybody wants to add anything, if you know nobody's going to add anything, we can't add anything, then we're okay. But just because right now our agenda is 24 hours.
If you had just said we're
this is a very limited agenda.
Yeah.
Just like you said, pay bills.
It will be. And that's the nature of the season, you know, mm-hmm. So that's just part of it.
But then, never mind. Thank you, Ron.
Is there anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order? DeHage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:45.